Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Peach State Pandemonium, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Take a trip down memory lane for a look at professional wrestling the way it used to be. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as PSP rides again. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Peach State Pandemonium with your hosts, Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, and Bobby Simmons.
Good evening, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Michael Norris, host of State Pandemonium. So far, I'm joined by one of my co-hosts, Jerry Oates, which means he didn't drink green beer and go skinny dipping in the river today.
No, I did not, believe me. It's Bobby flowing over here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can imagine. So Bobby has been tied up with doing some stuff at work. He may be able to join us a little bit later on, if possible. If not, hopefully he'll be able to. Let me just put it that way. Jerry and I were talking about the Gulf Coast reunion just before we went on the air, which was this past weekend. And telling him we had 267 people, which is not the largest we've had, but it's bigger than we normally have. And after the tornadoes on Wednesday, the weather cleared up, and it was cool at night, but it was real, real nice during the day, and it was good. It was good. But you know, those tornadoes were serious. Luckily, nobody was seriously injured, no fatalities. We had three touchdowns here in Mobile, two in Mobile County and one across the bay in Baldwin County. And a lot of property damage, but thankfully no fatalities or serious injuries.
That's amazing.
I thought hurricanes were bad enough down here. Now we got to deal with tornadoes. I don't remember us having tornadoes, me growing up here. Now, of course, Georgia's known for tornadoes, especially North Georgia.
Yeah, they're notorious for it.
Since I've been back here, Mobile's been getting them more and more often. So, but, So did you even venture downtown today?
No, I did not. No, it was. They said it was just a madhouse. Just, they was expecting over 400,000 people coming in. You know, I can't imagine what's going on down there right now. I don't even want to imagine. I mean, I know the police business will be good tonight, but emergency room. those days, I don't care nothing about it, I'm telling you. Mike, before we go any further, you know, I just like everybody else, been watching this thing about Japan, and, you know, Japan was real good to a lot of us guys that made many, many trips over there, and got a lot of guys that we wrestle and that are still over there, and I just want to let everybody know that my thoughts and prayers go out to those people. I mean, this thing has made me sick about what those people are having to endure. I mean, they're a great class of people, and they just don't deserve this. It's just...
Yeah, my sentiments, exactly. In fact, we had a guy that comes to a reunion every year. I, off the top of my head, I don't know his name, never have known his name. I know him to talk to him, and you know, I always speak to him when I see him, but I don't know his name. But he's a photographer, I guess, for one of the magazines over there. And he spends quite a bit of time here. He rode back from the reunion after it was over with on Saturday, rode back to the motel with Roberto Soto and I. And I was asking him. His family was okay. He checked, and his family, everybody in his family was okay. But luckily, when he left Mobile on Sunday, he was going to Nashville. He was going to go interview or visit with Al Green. And then wasn't sure from there what he was going to do because the Tokyo airport was, you know, still closed. I don't know if they reopened it at this point or not, but he couldn't go home. So I felt bad for him.
I think getting back in there is kind of tough. I mean, getting out of there is one thing, but people coming back in is, I think, kind of tight. It's just a mess.
You got that nuclear reactor thing on top of all that. So,
you know, you know, You got an earthquake, a tsunami, and then that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a horrible situation with those people. You know,
yeah,
where do they
go?
They're on an island. Where are they going to go? You know.
Yeah, that's true. But you're right. There are a lot of guys who, you know, that you know, you guys work with that make their home over there. I know Saito is back over there now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's. I think he's been back over there since early mid '90s. I think right after he and Patera had their little vacation.
Their vacation.
I'm back over there. Yeah, and I don't think he's been back. In fact, he was involved with one of the promotions over there. I'm not sure which because I don't keep up with the current Japanese scene, but he was involved with one of the promotions over there. So. So you know, people like that, and a lot of the other guys that you know you work with, you made a lot of trips over there. I know. So
yeah, and
hopefully everything
so many,
will work out for that.
Yeah, it like I said, that country was good to a lot of us guys, man, and I thank God for them because they, you know, they were honest people. When you finished up, your money was right there. I'm talking about. Brand new 100s waiting on you. I mean, they were first class, treated you first class, and the people were kind to you. I mean, the fans and just everywhere we went, and it's just so sad to see them having to suffer like this.
Yeah.
But if anybody can regroup, it'll be them.
Well, absolutely, they're resilient people. I tell you,
don't think they aren't. And there's been no looting, not one looter. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing? Absolutely, man. Just a different culture.
It is totally. Yeah.
Well, speaking of big crowds,
had a good time down there, and
yeah.
Where's Soto living now?
He's living in Pensacola.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was in Milton up until about a year ago, and he moved to Pensacola, and he came over, and this, he missed. He was here 2 years ago. He missed last year because about a week or so before the reunion, he had knee surgery and wasn't able to get around real well. But hasn't changed a bit. And he's still Roberto Soto.
I really liked him. I really did.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yes,
he's a
great
guy.
Great piece of talent.
And looks like he could. You know, other than he's got. He was injured, had a work-related injury a couple years back that injured his neck, and he's had some shoulder problems and just, you know, that knee problem a year ago. But is able to get around a little bit, you know, or a little bit better than he was a year ago, and still in great shape. Still in great shape, not as big as he was, but still in great shape. And I wouldn't want to mess with him. Even though I picked on him all weekend.
I tell you, Roberto was one of those guys. If he liked you, he liked you. If he didn't, he didn't, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen flashes of that Latin temper. I can see what he has.
So you know what I'm talking about.
If he got mad at you, I can see where he'd be a handful.
But I always just love being around him.
But, so you coming to Atlanta in 2 weeks?
No. No.
You don't
want to
think about it.
No, Ted and I had an invite, but it was more of an insult than an invite. No.
Oh, wow. What
are you
going? Lord, no.
Huh?
What do you think of the latest WWE Hall of Famer, that great all-around athlete and ring general, Drew Carey?
Who?
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Comedian. The comedian, the host
Carey
of
is.
Price is Right. They're putting him in the Hall of Fame. He's their latest announcement.
Now, this, don't, see, you do this to me every week to get me riled up. Are you kidding me, man?
No. Evidently, they've got a celebrity wing that they've got, like Pete Rose and Bob Uecker and Liberace and people like that. And they're putting Drew Carey in that wing of it. So
I'm surprised they don't have a category like Jeffrey Dahmer or you know, somebody like that. I mean, really, it makes as much sense. I mean, I'll talk to you next week, Mike. I gotta go. This is horrible. Oh, you're killing me, man.
Yeah, it's not me.
Drew Carey.
It's not me. They haven't officially announced Abdullah, but I hear he's going in. Maybe he'll go after Drew Carey with a fork.
Maybe he will. Maybe he will. Are you going up to that thing next week?
No. I'm going to be in Atlanta part of next week because my daughter's out of school for spring break, so I'm going to go up there and spend some time with her. But I'll probably be back down here by middle of next week. I'm going up Saturday. But
I don't think that thing's going to do so.
Unless I run across $1 million on the way up there, then I'm just going to stay up there.
Yeah, really. I don't think that thing's going to float too good, do you?
I don't know. I mean, they've got so much going on. And one of the things is that wrestle reunion, which I want to give a plug to the Dave and Danger show, which is on Tuesday nights. They interviewed Bruno Sammartino and had him on there. And to anybody listening, if you didn't catch the show live, I highly recommend you going and downloading and listening to the archive. I'll have to be honest, I never was a fan of Bruno, the worker, and everything, but what a class.
Don't think he's not. I only met him one time. I met him in St. Louis. And it was like you had known him forever, you know. He was just a gentleman and a first-class act. I mean, he was just as nice as he could be. I was real impressed with him. Seemed to be a super nice man.
And you know, he believes in what the sport was. I mean, and you know, a lot of people say he's bitter and all that stuff, and which they brought that up, and he actually laughed at it. And he's like, what have I got to be bitter about?
Yeah, exactly.
Great life. You know, he's a legend. You know, they'll still be talking about him 100 years from now when nobody's ever heard of Triple H. Totally forgotten that, you know.
Yeah, he worked his style because of where he was, but you know, he could do a lot of stuff. He could do a lot of stuff. I mean, he did what he did, and more power to him. And you know, he's like me, you know, you just hate to see what's happened, just like thousands of other guys, you know, and it's just really sad. It's just pathetic.
Yeah, that listen, he talked to them for nearly 2 hours and went into a lot of stuff. And I think Rich is going to try and have him on the show with he and Les and Mike sometime in the near future. And because as he said the other night on the show, this thing that he's doing in Atlanta, it will be his last public appearance as far as stuff like that goes. You know, he's 75 years old and it's just getting harder for him to. Yeah.
Is he really?
Getting harder for him to do these things. So this is his last one. In fact, he wasn't even going to do this one, but he evidently is done some of the, he did the one that they did out in California and really enjoyed it so much and never really spent any time in Atlanta. So decided
to. Who's putting this together, Mike?
I don't know the guy's name, but he's done a couple. I know they did one in California. I want to say they've done one in Texas too, but I don't know the guy's name, and I apologize for that. I have not looked into it, but he's got quite a few people lined up.
Well, he should be honored.
But like you said, with all that other stuff going on that weekend, I just unless you just have a couple of $1,000 at your disposal. I just don't know how one person can take everything in.
I don't either.
But, you know, hopefully they'll all do well. Hopefully they'll all do well. At least, you know, I think this is probably, I would have to think this is probably the biggest convergence of and focus on professional wrestling in one city ever.
I would think so.
Three or four different promotions, reunions, and all kind of other stuff going on. So hopefully that'll do well. We'll see.
We will see. We shall see.
But they'll have to deal with that, you and I and Bobby.
Thank you. We'll just read about it.
Well, let me try and get our guest on the line here. We are going to be joined by Blanca Rodriguez, who is the daughter of the legendary El Mongol and El Mongol himself. Blanca will be on the line with us to interpret if need be. Let me try and get them on the line with us real quick. I'm still not used to this new dialing thing we have here. It's a great feature. I'm just not used to it.
Well, just call me during the week on it and we'll see if we can...
Well, it won't even let me play around with it unless I'm logged on a switchboard. So I can only do that during the night we do our shows.
Hello?
Blanca?
Hey, this is me.
Hey, it's Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Let me put you on speakerphone so my dad's right here next to me.
Okay, good.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You got this stuff.
Hey, how are you?
All right, Senor Molina, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
This is Michael Norris with Peach State. This is Michael Norris with Peach State Pandemonium. I've also got Jerry Oates on the line with us.
Jerry Oates?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I remember a lot of guys with you, you know, but I'm too old now. next month, 81.
Is that right?
Right. I'm very in good shape, you know. I want to start wrestling again. How is everything
over
there?
Our other co-host, who's also somebody who traveled with you a little bit, Bobby Simmons. Hopefully he'll join us in a little while. But he was hung up at work this evening, so hopefully he'll be able to get away before the show goes off there and be able to join us. Because he said he enjoyed traveling with you during back in those days.
Oh, okay. And
El Mongo. This is Jerry Oates. You remember me. I was Dick Steinborn's brother-in-law.
Yes, how are you?
Good.
Nice.
Ted Oates and Jerry Oates, you know, we're brothers, and we were Steinborn's brother-in-law.
Yeah. Jerry Oates and Ted, yes, I remember.
Yes.
I remember.
I used to love talking to you. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. I relax and home. I know.
You live?
I don't go nowhere now because I'm too old.
you live in Atlanta?
Yes, in Atlanta, yes.
That's how about some of the other guys like Cisco and
Cisco
Velasco?
Cisco is in Arizona, in Phoenix.
In
Tucson, Arizona. Tucson.
How about Velasco?
I don't know. What is this guy? I know see for long time.
Is that right?
We ask everybody because he's a good friend of mine too, and I asking everybody, nobody. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Time, everybody there, how many guys live over there? Live over there.
Where?
In L.A.
Like wrestlers from the way back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's... I just saw, if you remember Roberto Soto, I just saw him over the weekend.
Roberto Soto, yes. is from
Puerto Rico.
Right, right. We had a big reunion here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
He's over there too, over there in LA?
He's in, Roberto's in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, in Pensacola, Florida. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a reunion over the weekend in Mobile, and he came over and stayed a few days.
Oh, you have something over there, Les?
What'd you have?
What's that?
What kind of reunion?
Oh, we have, every March, we have the Gulf Coast Wrestlers Reunion. It started out with guys who just worked in this territory, but it has grown. In fact, this past weekend was our 20th. They've been doing it for 20 years. And it started with just guys who worked this territory, but over the years it has grown, and we've had people come from all over.
You live in LA?
I'm actually in Mobile. Our switchboard that we do our show from is in Los Angeles. That's why you're seeing the LA number on there.
Oh, okay.
So you spent some time in LA as well, right?
Right. Yes. Sometimes I don't understand very very well, you know, something, and I ask. I forgot the English.
Where did you start your career?
I started in Chihuahua, Mexico. And from Chihuahua, I go to Mexico City. From Mexico City, came into Texas, El Paso. And from there, I go all over.
California,
Arizona, Japan, and all over the United States.
How long was you in L.A.?
In L.A., I lived at almost 4 years.
Is that right?
I don't know if you remember Buddy Austin.
Buddy Austin, yes.
And Bobo Brazil, when he was over there in the city auditorium. No, in the Olympic, I'm sorry.
Olympic. Yeah, the Olympic. Yeah, and Tolis.
Yes. Uh-huh.
John Tolis.
Uh-huh, right.
But you had a good run here in Georgia.
Huh?
You had a very good run.
And I also, too, here I tell you, but almost 35 years here in Georgia. I stayed for a long time.
Yeah, I was looking at a little bit of history on your career, and it looks like you came into Georgia about midway in 1966.
Right.
I guess you've
been
there ever since.
Right.
That's when Leo was here, right?
Leo Garibaldi, yes.
Yes.
He's in Booker, there in Ray Conco, it's a promoter. Right, Conco, he died already, and I don't know, remember the name they promote, another guy. Who's the name of the Señor Grande?
Ray Conco?
No, Ray Conco, sí, ya le dije.
No,
I don't remember the another guy.
Fred Ward.
He's a nice guy. I don't know, see for a long time. I don't know what happened.
My father-in-law promoted here in Savannah, Aaron Newman.
Yeah, you went right. Yes.
Savannah,
yes.
Right. El Mongo drew a lot of money here in Savannah.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, all over here in Georgia, hey. Here in Atlanta, shoot, my goodness. So
I know.
Every week. In Augusta, and all over the Georgia.
Yeah, everywhere you went. I mean, he was
all
over.
Right.
I'm telling you.
That's right. Yeah, I'm very lucky. And good friends, you know, good wrestlers, and everybody nice for me, with me.
Well, you did a good job. You were, you know, you represented what you did well.
Right. I enjoy my home. I miss a lot of things, you know.
you have no more restaurants?
No, I sold the restaurants already. I have about four almost, and I sold. No, I told my wife too. My wife is 77 years old. She's old too, and I'm 81, and I retire for everything. You know, I stay home, walk a lot of walk, go to the gym, work out a little bit, and that's it.
Well, that's good. I know you're still in good shape.
Oh yes, I try. Because, you know.
Yeah, you always look good. You always took care of yourself.
I like, you know, I like work out, I like walk, I like everything, yes.
Is there a delay on the link when this will air?
No, it's live, and then you can download, once we go off the air, about 10, 15 minutes after we go off the air, you can actually go and download the program and listen to it, record it, whatever you want to do. But no, it's going out live. So
yeah, because my brother listened. He said they're talking about something else, but he went on the link. He said they were talking about UFC.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That last night on last night's program. They normally talk about a lot of mixed martial arts, but. This program is strictly, we strictly talk about the old dinosaurs like Jerry and I.
I'll let him know once it's over that he can go down there and download it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'll email you the link once we get off here. I've got your email address. I'll email you the link.
Okay.
You can forward it on to him. But I don't, Mongol, I don't know, like I said, I was doing a little bit of research on your career, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but you have the distinction of holding the Georgia heavyweight title more times than anybody in the history of the business. You held it 10 times, between 66 and 72.
Mm-hmm, right.
10 years?
10 years, yes.
Isn't that something? Do you ever stay in touch with any of the guys?
Not really, because I don't see any more nobody. I don't know, and probably everybody moved from here, from Georgia, to somewhere, I don't know. I talk to Grimaldo sometimes on the phone. I talk to, but not now, but later, before I talked to a lot of friends of mine, but now I don't know where it is now, everybody.
Yeah, everybody
goes. Our other co-host, Bobby Simmons, has just joined us, and I'm sure he wants to say hello to you. Bobby, you doing okay?
I'm give out, but I'm doing wonderful. Amigo, it is good to hear your voice.
Hey, amigo.
Hey, been many, many years.
Too many.
Yes. I guess I refereed probably your last match for Gann Gunkel in Carrollton, Georgia on that Saturday night we shut down.
Oh.
Many, many years ago.
Many years, yes. Probably about more than 20-something, 24.
Oh, more. We shut down in 74, so it's been, 37, I guess.
Oh,
37
yeah.
years.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him say he was talking to Grimaldo on the phone. Where is Cisco at now?
In Arizona.
Arizona, okay.
Yes. Yes, it's in Tucson, Arizona. Yes.
Okay.
I have the phone number, and you want to leave, I can give it to you.
I'll get Mike to, he can get it from his sister or your daughter. They email back and forth. We'll get it that way.
Oh, okay.
That would be good.
That's good.
And I know I'm getting in late, but you probably have already asked. Did he know where Al Valesco is?
No, I don't know. Really.
No.
I asked him the same thing, Bobby.
Yeah, we were.
Yes.
We all lost touch with him. We were all of us were good friends with him.
very good for many, many, many years. I know Velasco.
And you know, we lost.
Are you asking everybody from Clinton? No, nobody asked. Told me that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What was you saying, Mike?
I was saying that we're telling Mongo that didn't know if he knew or not, but we lost Rocket Monroe last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Last year,
somebody told me. A lot of guys going, huh?
Yes, way too many.
Too many. Where
you are still around. Bill Dromo's still around. Bob Armstrong's still around. Jody Hamilton are still around. There's a few of us still kicking around.
Oh, Bill Dromo too.
Bill lives in Carrollton.
In Carrollton, yes. I don't see him for a long time, but I know somebody told me he live over there. Yes, Dromo and Bob Armstrong.
Yeah, Bob lives in Pensacola.
Yeah, I live in Pensacola. That's why I don't see anymore.
I don't know what you guys have talked about because I'm getting in late, so you probably have already covered this. But I mean, Mongo went from being one of the worst, most hated heels that this territory had known in a long time. When him and Dandy Jack hit the scene, I guess in what, 68, 69?
Mm-hmm. 66,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, he was. What year was it?
66.
Well, I'm really showing my age now. I mean, he was. I mean, just he was on top, and he every baby face that people just wanted to see him get killed, and Dandy Jack was doing the talking for him, and I mean people were going crazy over him. And then all of a sudden they did the switch, and he probably wound up being one of the most loved guys that we had here for many years.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
He drew some houses, don't think
yes,
he did.
Yes, he did.
I went when he was sweet. I'd go with the match with my dad when he was the good guy.
You were smart to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. I was. My brothers went too.
Well, now I was fixing to say, see, your two brothers, I started to work for the office when I was 14. I run errands and I ushered at the auditorium and put the TV ring up, and then later I refereed for many years. But your two brothers, now there was Rudy, right?
Yeah, he passed away 2 years ago.
Jeez. And then was it Raul Jr.?
Raul Jr., he's here. He lives in Buford.
Oh, okay.
And then Rini, the little brother, he's the youngest of the boys. He lives in Fort Walton Beach.
Oh, okay.
I want to say a shout out to him.
But what happened to
the
other brother?
He's like, yeah. So it's them. It was three brothers.
Well, what happened to your brother that passed away? What happened to him?
He had health issues, liver problems, and he deteriorated, and he has been sick for a good year and a half, 2 years, and he yesterday was his 2 year anniversary that he passed away.
Oh,
well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, my condolences.
Very hard on our family.
Very hard, yes.
Very hard.
Yeah. So now is your mom still with us?
Yeah, she's with us. Yeah.
I've gained a lot of pounds sitting in the restaurant eating over the years. We were talking. I was talking to somebody. Yes, I was talking. We had our Gulf Coast reunion last weekend, and Roberto Soto was there.
Oh.
And we were talking. He asked me about when you first opened the restaurant up on Buford Highway at that little hotel there. He said he lived at that hotel for a while.
Georgian Motel.
Yeah, well, I say it was George or something. I couldn't remember. But I remember going there to eat. But Roberto said he lived in that hotel when he first came to Georgia.
That was years ago.
As the first restaurant.
Yep. Then you went from there to where? Peachtree Industrial.
Yeah, Peachtree Industrial.
Yeah.
And I go to in Griffin.
Yeah, I ate there, and then I went to Griffin and ate there too. I followed you. They used to. What I was doing, I was following him because he had a picture hanging in the restaurant I wanted. He had a. There was a picture there that he had in every restaurant. He always put it on the wall of him giving me the double chop.
He had a lot of wrestling pictures.
Yes.
I saved for.
Oh, he had that one with Andre the Giant, too.
Yep. Yep.
And Gorilla Monsoon. I had one good picture for the Gorilla Monsoon. When I wrestled in L.A. with him.
Yeah, you guys were the world tag team champions out there, you and Gorilla Monsoon.
Right.
Well, guys, I have a caller who was very instrumental in setting all this up, a good friend of mine by the name of Dale Ingram, who put me in touch with Tony Rawl, who graciously put me in touch with Blanca and set all this up. He just wanted to speak to Mongo, so I'm going to get him on the line real quick.
Okay.
Dale, you there with us?
I'm here.
Guys, this
I'm
is
not
going
hey,
Dale I'm... Ingram.
Hey. How are you doing, Mr. Molina?
Nice to talk to you.
I've known Raul for the last few years, and I've sent you a few Christmas cards, but growing up, my two heroes were Hank Aaron and you, and I've got some great memories of me and my dad setting up, watching wrestling on Channel 11. You just barely see the picture.
Yes, that's right.
Now I've got digital satellite, and I never watch it. I just want to thank you for all the memories, and you'll always be a hero of mine. And I want to tell Jerry one thing. I'm a deacon of the Baptist Church, and I believe I know when to say amen. And the other night, when you were saying that you would turn down Vince if he offered you an inductee into the Hall of Fame.
Yes,
that deserves an amen.
Well, I appreciate that, and I mean that, and I appreciate you getting us in touch with Mongo.
Well, I didn't do much. I just knew, Raul, like I said, people, they're not listening to this talk to me. They are listening to a true Georgia legend, and I just want to say hi, and y'all are doing a great job.
Well, we thank you for putting us in touch with him.
Thank you so
much.
You
take her easy, buddy.
All right. Take care, Dale.
See y'all later.
Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And who got in touch with Michael was my dad's, my nephew, my dad's grandson.
Right, Rawl.
Rawl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put one more voice from your past on here, Mongo. I hopefully you'll recognize it. I know the rest of us will. Are you there?
Yeah, Andale, arriba.
Yeah, I know you, so you son of a gun.
How you doing there, Mongo?
I remember you. How are you?
Charlie Smith.
Justin.
This is Charlie Smith.
Yeah, Charlie Smith, I know.
Well, you know that, yeah.
Nobody else sounds like that.
Nobody ever forgets him.
No, I never forgot you. No.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
All right. I live in Gwinnett County.
Oh, Gwinnett County?
Yeah, I live
in Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville, yes.
I live here. Why you not coming to visit to me in my house? Anytime you want it.
I come to visit you one time soon, yeah?
Over. I cook for you Mexican food, okay?
Oh, all right.
We'll all come up.
I'm on my way.
We might get Jerry out of Savannah.
I've eaten their cooking. I love it.
Oh, isn't it great?
Oh,
well, I ate some of this Buford Highway.
Are girls over there? I remember you, eh? you're happy, eh?
Well,
I don't go to Savannah, eh? No, no, eh?
Yeah,
my wife, she hear me already.
Really?
My wife, she hear me chop, chop.
Yes. El Mago, we have a get-together once a month in Atlanta.
Okay.
Maybe you can come.
Let me know when and where.
Oh, yeah.
I can be there.
Yeah, we at Bobby's church. Bill Brummel's there. Everybody, lots of people there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Give the information to Michael, and we'll definitely make sure my dad's there.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
This is Bobby again. I pastor a church in Atlanta. It's very close to where the sports arena used to be. Very close. So, yeah, it's right downtown Atlanta, and there's usually, you know, we have anywhere from 15 to 30 people show up. So we just we get together and eat lunch and tell tales we wish were lies.
Well, you have to give me the address, and I'll Google it, and we can definitely make sure my dad's there.
Yes, please do. We would love for him to come. Michael, I'll leave that in your hands.
Yes,
we will definitely take care of that.
Yeah, we're going to Cauliflower Alley in April, so it'll probably be May before we have one, but we're definitely going to have one in May.
Oh, that's good.
Amigo, I'll see you.
Okay, amigo. Take care of yourself, and nice to talk to you, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
See you later, everybody. All right,
bud. Bye-bye. Bye, Charlie.
No tomene, señoritas.
The legendary Charlie Smith.
Yeah, Charlie, I know. He was nice, good friend of mine.
How many times did he get fired when you worked with him, Uncle? I think Charlie got fired by every booker that came.
A lot of times. Fired.
Yeah, but he always showed up again. He never went very far.
He knew where the bodies were. He
yes,
knew where
he
the
did.
Bodies were buried.
Yes, he did, because he helped bury most of them. Oh.
Well, since you work both sides of the fence, Moggle, heel and babyface, which did you prefer?
I think so, both. You know, I wrestled too many years for babyface and too many years for different hair. But I like both. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, all those years you spent with Dandy Jack Crawford, I know you've got a Dandy Jack Crawford story
with
you
Dandy
can share
Dandy.
With us.
I make good money with him, eh?
Yes, sir, you did.
Well, yes. It's a nice guy. I don't know. I don't see no more. I saw it one time only, but I don't know where it is now. Dandy Jack. I have a lot of pictures of him.
Is he still living?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure he's passed away. What was he? He was from Columbus, Ohio originally, wasn't he?
I think so. Yes, I think so. Yeah, I remember now. Somebody told me he passed away. Yes.
He worked for many years for a construction company there in Snellville or Loganville or somewhere. And in 85, we did some TV things together, and he was still there. But I lost track after that. And somebody actually had an obituary from Florida and said that he had passed away. So I'm not sure if that was him or not, but
I think so. No. Yes, I remember now. Somebody told me to. I know what it is. This is what he told me. And I know.
Margo, do you remember Kublai Khan?
Oh
Henry
yes,
Peluso?
Yes.
Do you know whatever became of him?
I think so. He died already too.
Hmm. And he was from Arizona, wasn't he originally?
Where are you living?
Or at least broke in out that way, I know.
He lived for a long time in Juarez, Mexico. Another side, El Paso, Texas. He lived over there in Juarez, Mexico, for too many years. But I don't know. Somebody told me he died in Monterrey, Mexico. But I don't know. You know. A lot of guys died. A lot of guys,
right.
A lot of good friends, yes, passed away.
Yeah, that's one of the things that our reunion, two people I always feel for is, if you remember Bill Bowman, Bill is the vice president of our reunion board, and every year he has the unenviable task of listing all the people that have passed away since our last reunion. This year, the list was so long, it was over 120 people, that he just cut it down and he just cut it down and listed those who had ties to directly to the reunion, which was Rocket, Ted Allen, Sandy Scott, and Herb Larson. And I always feel every year when Bill does that, I always feel for him because he takes that so to heart because he worked with a lot of these guys. And then the other one is my big brother Bobby there who has to sing Old Friends every year. It's a in-demand thing. We wouldn't let the day pass without him doing that. And, of course, this year he dedicated it to Rocket and Ted. And he struggled through it. He got through it. There wasn't a dry eye in the house, including his, when he got done. But it hits it a little bit closer every time.
Gentleman that me and Mike are familiar with up in Boston, his name is Tom Burke. And Tom puts out what he calls his All Saints letter every year. It's a celebration in the Catholic Church for remembering those that have gone on. And he sent me the list about 3 months ago or 4 months ago, and there were 70 names on it, Jerry, that had died since last year at that time. And out of that 70 names, 50 of them I either knew personally or had been in the ring with at one time or another.
It's scary, isn't it, Bobby?
It is very scary. Very scary. That's why I tell this, and I preach this everywhere, that's why it's so important for these reunions and these get-togethers, man, if there's any way you can go. I mean, just we're falling off the face too quick, and it's a shame that we had to get out of this stupid business to realize how much we really like each other and we need to get together.
When's your next reunion?
Well, the next major one is the Cauliflower Alley Club, which is in Las Vegas. That will be in April. The next we call it a get together. We basically started it because I pastor a church. I have access to a fellowship hall where we get together and nobody knows we're there. We started having these little informal luncheons, get together and see each other once every 6-8 weeks. You know, everybody kind of brings a dish and we just sit around and eat. But we started that because, we got a bunch of folks that live right here in the Atlanta area and we never see each other. And we run up and down the highways together. We beat on each other. We started doing it and it grew. I mean, when we have our little get-togethers, we have people drive as far away as from Mobile, Alabama, from Del Rio, Tennessee, from Selma, Alabama. I mean, we just have, it winds up being about 30 people most times when we have the get-together, and it's some referees, some wrestlers, some announcers, just whoever, you know, decides they want to come, and their wives, and, you know, children even. We don't care. It's just a time for us to fellowship. So it's, you know, we have a good time, and that's why we started doing it, because, I mean, it's just crazy not to see each other.
Speaking of announcers,
definitely will come.
Yeah, you'll definitely know about the next one we'll have here in Atlanta. Will be in May. You'll definitely know about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely make those arrangements for you.
What did you start to say, Jerry?
What were you saying, Jerry?
Is Ed Caprow still around, Bobby?
No, he died about 10 years ago.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was living in Panama City, and a friend of mine ran into him at Sam's Club there. They were doing some shopping, and they ran into him and recognized him. and they talked a little bit, and then they told me about 3 weeks later they saw his obituary in the paper there.
Well, I'll be dog. He was good.
Yes.
Nice guy. Very nice guy, yes.
Yes.
Very nice guy.
Very nice, very nice.
Well, guys, we have come to the time in our show where this will be our second time doing this. What we started with the Jerry Ellis Natural Products name of the week, and this is a name that I dug out, and I'm sure Mongol is familiar with as well. And Mongol and Blocker, just to let you know, Jerry and Bobby have always ribbed me because I'm pride myself on being somewhat of a historian. I dig around and find results and various people and stuff like that. And Jerry's always teasing me because I come up with a name of somebody he totally forgotten about. And so I decided to start doing this on a weekly basis to see if I can shake some memories up for him. But this week's name, get ready, guys, Guillotine Gordon.
Yes, sir. Remember
Buster,
him well.
Buster Guillotine Gordon.
Guillotine Gordon.
Oh, yes.
Is that
Gordon?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
He also worked as Evil Eye Valentine.
Yep. He's worked probably as many gimmicks as Don Fargo. Well, I don't know. Let's stretch it.
Is he still with us?
I don't believe so. I think he passed away several years ago. His real name was Charles Weir. And as Bobby mentioned, he worked as Evil Eye Valentine. He worked as Jimmy Valentine. Of course, Buster Gordon, Guillotine Gordon. He worked up in Ohio for Buddy Rogers and Bobby Davis tried to start a promotion there in the late 60s that didn't last very long. He worked there as J.C. Higgins. And that, he was P.J. Higgins. There was another guy. Johnny Carr worked as J.C. Higgins, but he was P.J. Higgins. And then he worked for Crockett in the early to mid-80s, was probably the last thing he ever did, as Enforcer Luciano. He had an eye patch. Well, you know, he had the crazy eye anyway.
Right.
He wore an eye patch and had his head shaved. And they teamed him with Ox Baker. You can imagine two more clumsy people.
Hey, before we forget, my dad said that anytime y'all are here in the Lawrenceville area, he'd love to have y'all and just let him know, and he definitely will cook y'all a good Mexican food.
I'll make that trip.
Sounds like a deal to me.
He'll show you pictures from way back, some programs he's had from the city auditorium and some of his trophies and all the memorabilia that he has in there.
Oh.
His belt.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we will definitely have to do that.
That's, yeah, that's, that sounds like a have to.
And my brother in Florida is listening. He finally got to listen. He found it, so definitely want to send out a shout out to Rini in Florida, Mr. Metter, known as Mr. Handyman. He's got his business down there.
He was not. How old is your younger brother?
He's older than I'm the baby. Well, there's another sister. My brother is 52. I'll be 50, and then my brother Rudy, of course, I told that passed, would have been 54, and then Raul, the oldest one, is 56.
See, me and him are the same age. I'm 50, so I'll be 56 this year. See, I know that we've met. I mean, we. You wouldn't remember, but I know we had to have met over the years because when you were going with your dad, because I refereed from 72 to 83 full-time, and then I'm back down to part-time, but I'm sure we've met somewhere along the way.
Wow. Yeah, my dad also wanted to say, he said he wants to thank Bubba, or my nephew, which his name is Raul also, that hooked up with Michael. The grandson, my
yes,
dad's
this,
grandson.
This was his idea. Him, he and Dale cooked this up. What Roald was telling me was that he couldn't get Mongol to talk about, you know, his career and anything. And then just one day, out of the blue, Mongol sent him up to find all of his scrapbooks and everything, and that kind of broke the ice free a little bit.
Yeah.
So, But, yeah, I will definitely sometime either tonight or tomorrow sometime, Blanca, I'll get you, I'll send you an email and we'll get all the information and everything. There's a lot of people have been asking about Longo for years. I know, Lord, Bobby, when we started getting together in Georgia with, what, about 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Everybody was always, that name came up every time. There were more than three of us together, the name El Mongo came up. Where is he? You know, what's going on with him? You know, where is he? Because I think Jody Hamilton had told Bobby that Mongo had moved back to Mexico. And when that's what we knew for years until Charlie somehow found out he was living in Gwinnett or working at Gwinnett Place Mall.
Ted Allen talked
right.
to him somewhere where he was working, and then he told Charlie, and then Charlie went to see him, and he wasn't there. So that's how that got started. We knew it was somewhere close.
Yeah, he had a mom live in Lawrenceville, and he'll be 81 this year.
81.
Him and Charlie are the same age. Charlie just turned 81.
At Apple, to a big party last year.
Yeah.
He had mariachis and everything.
Well, does he still have the ponytail?
No more. He still has hair, though.
His hair is too short.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, he had let his hair, you know, about, I guess, 72, 73, he had let his hair grow out. But he
yeah.
still kept the little ponytail, so I was just wondering.
But he still exercises up every day.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
A lot of work. Not yeah. too much because, you know, not too many Mexican food.
Oh.
Well, I always enjoyed being around you, Mongo. You was a classy guy.
Yes. I am gonna enjoy resting tonight. I'm very serious. It's just good to hear your voice. I mean, I just we've all wondered so much, and I'm just glad that you're still close and you're here. And I'm looking forward now to when we can get together. That's great. I'm thrilled.
Good. For sure, yes. I be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am so glad that we were able to get you on the show to let you know not only do you still have friends in the business who think about you a lot and love you, but you've also got a lot of fans out there, as Dale said when he called in, that you're still a hero too, and always will be, because our business has changed so much over the years, that and you guys much more than my career was not all that long, but for guys like Mongo and Jerry and Bobby that were in it for a long time, you know, like Bobby said, it's a shame we had to get out of the business to realize how special it was, and we just didn't notice it while we were caught up in it, up and down.
We took it for granted, Mike.
That we did. Well, we are just about time. Block, I'd like to thank you, and Mongol, I'd certainly like to thank you. Roll, Dale, Charlie, all those that called in and everything. This has been great, and we will definitely get us all together.
Yes. Okay, he's right.
Well, you made my night, Mongol, and your daughter both. Y'all
yes.
were just a blessing to us tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good evening. Thanks again, and we'll hook up.
You too.
Thank
all righty.
You.
Thank you. Well, guys, that was this was special. This
yes.
was special. I've been looking
Very.
Forward to this, and I'm so glad we were able to get them online with us. And Bobby, I'm glad you were able to join us. I know you.
Well, sorry about running late, but it's just absolute insanity around my job. So maybe when we get moved next week, I'll get back to normal. So if you hear from me next Thursday, wonderful. If you don't, you'll know where I'm at.
Well, guys, we will plan on doing this next Thursday, and I'll have to come up with a name that's, that shakes Jerry's cobwebs up a little bit. Thanks again, and good night, guys.
Good night, guys. Bye-bye.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, the latest news on pro wrestling and MMA, and more. GWH thanks you for your support.